Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Talking a little Padres baseball, no better person to have on the line. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is my buddy, Mark Sweeney of Fox Sports San Diego. Mark, how you doing, man? How's your offseason treating you?
T-Gwen, Tom, things are fantastic. Fantastic. It's been a weird week reasons. Yeah. But, man, it's one of those times where you hug your kids and you appreciate what you have. But, man, a lot of deep thoughts this week.
No doubt about it, Sween. Spring training right around the corner. The rumor mill is as hot as it's ever been, at least in San Diego. And there's a lot of talks of Mookie Betts possibly being linked to the Padres. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Padres have gone out the last two seasons, spent a lot of money on free agents. Forget what the pieces are that would make this happen. Is it worth the risk bringing a guy in like Mookie Betts on just really what it seems like a one-year deal, hoping that he can come back after?
Yeah, T, there's a lot to digest when you're talking about an opportunity to get one of the top five players in the game, if not top three. No matter who you talk to, this is a fabulous player. A lot goes into the thinking of it. Aggressive mindset from A.J. Preller and his group, and then also the wherewithal of the ownership to go out there and say, listen, we're going to make an impact. We did last year. We did the year before. And coupled with Tatis Jr., Chris Paddock, and all the young talent, man, I think it would be ideal if you could pull it off. That being said, that's a tough thing to do when you're talking about one of the best players in the game.
Well, Sweeney, you lived this, man. Mark, you lived it. I mean, 98, right?
Mm-hmm.
They brought in Kevin Brown, right? And that was a one-year deal, right? It was a one-year situation where you bring him in to hope to win, and that would be a situation with Mookie Betts, right? I mean, what's it like when you bring a guy in not knowing if you're going to have him for a year or thinking you just have him for a year? What kind of pressure is that?
Yeah, Tony and I have discussed this a lot. That culture in the locker room is pretty important. Kevin Brown was a wild card, came in and had that aggressive mentality. It was crazy at some times, but also we had enough veteran leadership where Tony Gwynn, Wally Joyner, Ken Caminiti. He's going to fall in line. So it's a different dynamic when it comes down to the locker room.
Right.
That being said, when you think of Kevin Brown, I think of Andy Ashby.
Hmm.
And why I say that is that Andy Ashby was a very good pitcher before Kevin Brown came. And when Kevin Brown came, Andy Ashby became an all-star. So to me, there's impacts even further than just Andy Ashby, but I think that's just the prime example that I think of when I think of Kevin Brown. He did his thing just as much as Mookie Betts would come in here, do his thing on a year where he has to perform leading into his free agency. I like that, but I also like the fact that you have another player that's already established as a superstar that Fernando Tatis can watch.
That's what I was going to ask you, Mark, because I'm wondering, can he have that same impact? Who would he make have the impact on right on this current team?
Everybody. But your impact is, and let's not slight everyone else on the roster, but the impact is, how can I get Fernando Tatis Jr. to be an elite player just like Mookie Betts or Manny Machado or one of those guys that can get to that level quicker? And it's not about coaching all the time. It's about the finishing touches with that a superstar goes out and performs, acts on an everyday basis. When the pressure is on the line, you watch this type of player and you say, man, that's the reason why you say elite when you think of Mookie Betts and also the Manny Machados of the world.
Yeah.
Every team that I've been on, including Tony's dad and Barry Larkin, Ozzie Smith, you watched every bit of what they did. It wasn't necessarily you wanted to be them, but you wanted to be as professional and slow everything down the way those superstars do. And it's incredible when you have a presence around you like that.
Mark Sweeney, Fox Sports San Diego, joins us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And Mark, Padres have made some splashes this offseason. Not necessarily big, mind-blowing splashes, but they've improved this team, I think, significantly. How do you feel, what do you think about this roster as they head into spring training?
I like the moves they've made. You think of Davies in the rotation, and it's not going to be a huge splash because he doesn't throw 95, but he knows how to pitch.
Yeah.
I've always watched him and said, I really like how he goes about it. To me, A.J. Preller and his staff have brought over glue guys that are going to grind. They're not going to strike out all the time. They're going to give you better at-bats offensively. But also, there's baseball players that came over.
Yeah.
And incorporating that, as you know, T, it's about the superstars, but the glue really makes you that team that has an opportunity to get to the playoffs and also beyond.
So would you do this deal, Mark? Would you? I mean, look, you can always say wait till next year, but this franchise is 50 years now, been waiting for next year. You get a guy like this with that kind of lineup, wow. I mean, do you do it? Is it worth the risk?
Well, Tom, I take it back to last year when people started mentioning Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, and you're like, man, I wonder if they can pull it off where they come to San Diego. Then it's pulled off, and man, your life feels better.
These are
guys, and I'm not talking on a selfish level because we get to talk about these stars and the Padres eventually winning more games. That's what it's really all about.
Right.
And if you can go out there and you have an opportunity to get one of the elite players in the game, I believe you go do it without forging your whole process of what you've gone through. That being said, we all know it's about the 25, even 26 guys now on the roster that are going to win a championship for you. And you have to have that mindset when you get close. And I think this team is getting there.
Swing, one last thing before we let you get out of here, and this is kind of off the Padres subject, but what are your thoughts? Because I know we sit up in the booth sometime, and when they go to instant replay and they come back and they say, calls overturned, and we don't know exactly why it's overturned, how do you feel about the umpires possibly being mic'd up?
You know what, T? I saw Pedro Gomez tweet today, and I literally said, thank God. I mean, I love the fact that you're going to get to explain, because I think this game with 162 games, and there's a play out there that even in the booth with all the information we get, we don't really understand what they're trying to overturn. It has to be communicated to the fan, and I think it's ideal. I think it's a needed step, and I'm glad baseball is taking this initiative and trying to incorporate that.
I think a lot of people agree. Mark, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, catching up with you. I know for a fact I'll see you out in spring training at some point.
And I can't wait, buddy. I love that smile. Tom, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Mark, take care.
See you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.